Welcome to Classic Copperfield, the Tony Copperfield podcast from Doctor Magazine. Tony's column is written by a GP for GPs, and it doesn't pull any punches. Listeners of a sensitive disposition, cardigan wearers, and anyone without a sense of humour should tune out now. This Classic Copperfield column was printed in the 10th of July issue of Doctor in 2003, under the headline, Grab a Herring, It's Time to Face the Music.
Patient. Dr. Copperfield, thank goodness you've rung back. It's those antidepressants you gave me. They're making me anxious and weepy, and I can't sleep.
Me. No, that's the depression itself. That's why I've given you antidepressants.
Patient. But I wasn't depressed before, and I am now.
Me, after a long pause. So, the antidepressants I gave you for the depression you didn't have, which do not have depression as a side effect, are now making you depressed. Is that what you're saying?
Patient. That's it exactly, Doctor.
It's at moments like this that it's necessary to break the phone over the head of the nearest patient, because in books, journals and fancy PGA-approved CD-ROMs, medicine follows rules. Events are logical, treatment works. But in real life, it's just so much chaotic nonsense. Take two old ladies I've seen recently. Both complained of noises in the ear. Nothing odd about that, you might think. Just log on to the tinnitus algorithm on entformorons.com and away you go. Except they were not complaining of buzzing or ringing. They were complaining of music. The first was so specific and insistent with a complaint, there's a brass band playing in there, Doctor, that I was dumbfounded, unable even to say, I think it's just a virus. Eventually, I managed to negotiate a delaying tactic by suggesting that there are only so many tunes compatible with a small brass combo, so perhaps it would all end soon. Incredibly, a few days later, lightning struck again. This music, I heard myself saying to case number two, is not a brass band by any chance. She looked at me as if I was mad. Oh no, Doctor, she replied. It's some kind of easy listening. I was running late and, frankly, I just wanted to grab her by the throat and yell, for Christ's sake, why can't you old biddies complain of something normal like dizziness or incontinence or feeling a bit iffy? I couldn't even cop out with a referral. Who was I going to send her to? ENT, psychiatry or Bert Camfort? Admittedly, being force-fed brass bands or easy listening is probably the greatest torture known to man. So these patients did have my sympathy, but only up to a point. I have more sympathy for me and you. After all, we have to manage these situations that bear no relation to what we've been taught and which, according to the books, don't exist. And they epitomise general practice in that they require us to create order from chaos while hoping that a veneer of competence hides our bewildered, incredulous looks. All of which is very stressful. One type of release is to treat these outlandish symptoms in an equally outlandish way. This is only fair, although the GMC might not agree. So I've chosen an unusual treatment for each of these patients. I'm going to strike them about the face with a wet kipper, to see if that might help. It'll certainly help me.
The Classic Copperfield podcast is compiled from the archives of the Tony Copperfield column, as published in Doctor Magazine. There'll be a new recording on the podcast every week. To subscribe, simply email us at doctor@rbi.co.uk. That email address again in a moment. Label your email podcast and include your name, job title and home or practice address. That email address again, doctor@rbi.co.uk. And don't forget to tell your colleagues about the Copperfield podcast, as long as they're not wearing a cardigan. The copyright in this recording and in the original column printed in Doctor is wholly owned by Elsevier Limited. Tony Copperfield podcast recordings are free to individuals to listen to online or download to their MP3 players for personal use.